we continue to do that with another phase of the project that will travel west on Route 26 from approximately the Millville Town Hall and terminate just short of the Route 17 intersection. We have been in process with this bid over the last month, and we have opened bids on June the 26th. We received 5 bids for this phase of the work, and we have George and Lynch is the low bidder for contract 0803. I can review any of the details of the project scope with you if you have any questions, and if not, I have a motion.
Is it within our budget?
Yes, sir, it is. We are under our engineer's estimate, and the prices were very competitive.
That's good. It's nice when they're hungry. Isn't it? Any questions? You have a motion, Brad?
Yes. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants Whitman, Reckward, and Associates, LLP, and the engineering department, that Sussex County project number 08-03, Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, Route 26 and MPS number 8, be awarded to George and Lynch, Inc. of Dover, Delaware, at the base bid amount of $2,767,074.50, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the Rural Utility Service.
Motion, gentlemen.
Make that motion.
Second.
We move to second that we approve the contract as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers, not in? Yes. Motion passed. Thanks, Brad. Good evening, Ron.
Good evening, gentlemen. We have an item of old business this evening. An application for conditional use number 1791, the application of Tidewater Utilities Incorporated to consider the conditional use of land in a MRRPC, medium density residential district, residential planned community, for a central drinking water facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.03 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 336 and 100 feet east of Route 336A. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on May 22nd of 2008. On that date, we heard comments that the applicants had provided an exhibit booklet. We had comments from the County Engineering Department. There were representations of the applicant present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of the application. There was one party that raised questions about the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing on May 22nd, the Commission deferred action for further consideration. On June 12th of 2008, the Commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1791 for Tidewater Utilities Incorporated for a central drinking water facility based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility benefits the health, safety, and welfare of the current and future residents of the area and will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties. Two, the applicant has been issued a certificate of public convenience and necessity to serve the area by the Public Service Commission. Three, the proposed facility is appropriate to provide public water to an area where several residential developments are planned and approved. Four, the proposed site is appropriate and had originally been planned as the site of a central wastewater treatment and disposal site as part of an approved MRRPC prior to that project being included in the Sussex County sewer system. Five, the location and proposed use or in accordance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Six, the proposed use will be subject to the following conditions. All improvements for central water distribution, including wells, pumps, treatment, and storage facilities, shall be constructed and maintained in accordance with the requirements of the Delaware Department of Health, Public Service Commission, the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, and any other governmental agency with applicable jurisdiction. B, the water storage tank shall be and on-ground tank not exceeding 29 feet in height. No elevated water tower shall be constructed on site. C, there shall be a landscape buffer surrounding the entire site, including the water storage tank. The landscaping shall be of sufficient density and heights to screen the plant from view of neighboring properties and the county road. A landscape plan showing this buffer shall be submitted as part of the final site plan review. D, all generators and equipment shall be located inside of structures and the structures housing the generator shall be designed to reduce noise caused by the operation of the generators. E, unlighted signage shall be permitted to identify the operator of the plant. No sign shall be permitted on the water tank. Excuse me. F, the buildings associated with this use shall appear to be agricultural or residential style buildings. G, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine onto neighboring properties or county roads. And H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 4-0. That was a total of 8 conditions recommended for this approval. And that's all I have, gentlemen.
Questions? Okay. Dave, do we have a title? Do we have the title down there for?
Let's see. Which one of these is that?
Should have all business.
Whole business. Okay.
There. Could you read your title, please?
Yes. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a MRRPC medium density residential district, residential plan community, for a central drinking water facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 1.03 acres, more or less.
I make a motion we approve CU 1791 with the conditions just read by Mr. Lang.
It's been moved to second that we approve conditional use 1791 with the 5 facts and 8.
8 conditions.
8 conditions, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. We do ABC, I've messed me up every once in a while. But as stated, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Gentlemen, please remember to state your reasons for your vote.
There you go. Talk a little bit.
I got a piece of candy in my mouth, just a second.
You want to come back to you?
No. Okay. I'll vote yes. There is a need to provide central water to this area. And the applicant has an expertise in providing that service, and with the conditions, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips.
For the reasons articulated by Mr. Cole, I vote yes.
Teaming up with you, George. Mr. Dukes.
The recommendation of the planning, zoning, and with the conditions that are so stated, my vote is yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Water and infrastructure has been needed in the area, and I concur, Mr. Cole. My vote is yes.
My vote is yes also. It is an improvement in the area for the health and safety of the welfare.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Lawrence. You got a hot list. I got a big list. Nobody checked, but let's see.
Big list, but I got big news.
Good news. We like good news.
We are in the new budget year, so this is community grants. We combined all our grant categories. The Councilmatic Youth Activity and the Community Improvements, and we just budgeted community grants.
Okay.
All 3 previous accounts are now what?
Right.
Yes. So in the budget.
It means
it's a community. Yes.
It means we don't say this is for youth and this is for discretionary. It's all just if
which
we wanted,
basically was the general definition of the grants that you know community improvements. Your Councilmatic was back to the community and your youth activity, right?
And what is the total that was allocated this year?
The total is be $61,000
each councilman.
Each councilman.
That's 5,000 less than the other.
Yes, we did took 5 from community improvements or however you want to look at it and gave you 5 less. If we had left them alone and individually added them up, we took, 5 each, 25,000. And so it's 61,000 a year right now in the budget.
What you have
if we had balances, are they carried forward?
They have been carried forward. That has been the policy of the council, and we continue that this year.
Took it, Mr. Rogers.
Okay, thank you.
Please.
So you added 61,000 additional to what their balances were?
Yes.
I know what my balance is.
Finley's starting with about 59.
I got a deficit.
But yeah, three different categories.
Correct. Absolutely. Okay?
Okay.
You're on, Susan. Thank you.
First one, Millsboro Public Library.
We're done with it.
Millsboro, I give him $5,000. Down to 66. 56.
You had rollover money.
How much rollover did I have?
He ain't gonna have the room.
That went into my salary. 98.
I had 98 left over. I'm sitting on
98.
I'm rolling.
No.
Be like
sorry,
Easter Bunny.
Rolling 37.
Rolling 37. 98 minus 5. I'm sitting on 93. Go make some. Kitty's happy this year.
Okay.
We need a second, please.
Come on, Cole.
Second.
Thank you. We got to start working together.
Yeah. That ain't gonna be a cold day.
We gotta run this campaign.
They don't even have to run it. Yeah.
Yeah. When we take over, we won't have as big a slush fund. I guarantee you.
You can always vote. You know, you can always vote to take it away. I haven't heard an answer about that, George. You're the one that said we keep giving it back. If I don't mistake,
you control the budget. You guys control the budget.
Here we go.
Okay.
Now to November.
That's right.
Don't make it sound like my fault that slush fund's that big.
We got
it. How many years you've been in here? How many years you voted against the budget?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. I just asked a question.
We got a motion.
Okay, got a motion second. That's all.
So
20 years times yes
passed.
Means how many?
Mighty.
Okay, but Mr.
Twisted,
Cole.
Twisted logic, yes, I'll vote. What are we voting for?
$5,000.
$5,000, yes.
$5,000 out of your account for Mr. Phil.
His account.
Yeah, okay. All right. Mr. Phil?
I vote yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Gumboro Community Center.
Mr. Charlie West called me. He said, come down here and take a look at this ball field. I said, yes, sir, Mr. West. I'll be right there.
Did he call you at 5 o'clock in the morning?
About 7. So I think I was
He's slowing down a little bit.
He's sleeping late. 7:30.
I was down there by 8:30, and we took a look at it, and some vehicles had plowed into it coming through Swamp Road, and it was a real mess. So I said, how about $5,000?
There goes more money.
He said, when was the last time I gave Gumboro money? Do you know?
Yeah. $250 in 02. It's been a while.
He said it'd been a while.
Yeah.
So he said, how about more? So I'm going to give Gumboro $10,000.
Holy moly.
Wait, now 10.
He'll vote for you next time now.
He made clear this didn't change anything.
You still doesn't like that?
They've got a lot of improvements around there. It's for the community center in general. It is going to go primarily to the ball field. They've got some issues with surrounding properties interfering, and the rest will go into the community center's fund for the kids in that community. So if I get a second, I'm going to give them $10,000.
George, you're going to help him out?
Yeah, I'm going to let him help spend that $98,000 tonight.
And now I'm down
to help him out?
Down to 83.
Yeah, it's a second.
Okay. We're voting on it. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Boys and Girls Club of Georgetown.
$2,000.
The money is rolling.
Make a motion to give $2,000 to Mr. Jones's account.
Community grant account.
Community grant account.
Or grant account. We can use grant account. Everybody can remember that.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Seaford Police Department.
Did I give Blades for their night out $1,000 the other week? I believe I did.
That doesn't sound familiar. Blades.
It was Blades. I remember.
It's been two. I can look really quick.
No, I make a motion to give $1,000 out of my
account
for Seaford's community night out.
Need a second, Joe?
Second.
Moving second, we get Mr. Dukes, $1,000. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
I'll make a motion we give Eastern Shore Ephraim $1,000 from my council, or from my account, for their festival they got coming up.
Second, please?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Jordan, you're just real funny.
Well, I'm just keeping tally here. We're up to 19,000 so far.
Well, you're
far
not even on the list tonight, huh? You got lucky.
I'm not on the list. No, I'm keeping it. I'm saving my money.
Move to second. We have a lot. You said $1,000?
Yes.
$1,000 from Mr. Dukes' account. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Put in here.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
They can't stop you. They just don't like
it. Everlasting Hope for Community Drug Rally.
Who's this?
It's Georgetown, really.
Yeah, it's a Georgetown address.
Yeah,
all they have gotten in the past has been human service grants, which go out in December, $1,000. But they're doing a special drug rally in August. So we can not fund it and let them get their human service grants, or you can give a little bit each, or the rally is, let's say, it's in Georgetown.
I make a motion we do $100 from each council medic.
Second.
$100 is Georgetown.
Unless you want to do 200. We did 1,000 last year.
No, 1,000 was human service grants.
100 from each council one. It's a
second.
Second. Thank you.
Gary, I've had to spend. He's just trying to make me spend money tonight.
I didn't want you to feel left out.
100 each.
It's moved second that we have allowed 500 from each councilman. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Bridgeville Apple Scrapple.
That's what I do. Like I said, I apologize for the cookies.
That's okay.
I usually check before we get, we were a little pushed tonight.
You did 1,000 last year, and Mr. Phillips contributed 200.
He likes throwing that scrapple block.
Something like that.
Is that right, Ben?
Sure why I did that, but I'm not doing it this year.
You're bailing, huh? Who?
I make a motion we give $1,000 Mr. Jones and 200. You want to go to 2 again?
No, I'm good.
He don't want to go.
Oh, you're bailing?
Yeah.
Oh, because Joe won the seat spitting contest.
Finley helped me with something last year.
Okay.
That was a payoff. He's paid off.
All right, I'll do $1,000 Mr. Jones and $500 from my councilmatic.
We're over 20,000.
You got a motion and a second.
Second, okay. It's moving second. I can't do
over 20,000 so far tonight.
So
I'll
far?
Vote yes.
Thank you, Mr. Gold. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
I like it when you're out of money.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Town of Bridgeville?
Okay. Was it? I know I gave last year to it.
Yes, you
250
did.
250
one? 250.
Yes. So I'm whittling down now, Jordan.
I'll make a motion that we give 250 for Mr. Jones' council. What are you not calling it council-matic? You're calling it community?
Just anything.
It's a community grant.
Just community grant.
You could just call it the grant.
Okay.
Grant account.
Moved second that we give 250 for my account. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion.
Town of Greenwood?
What, was 500 last year?
500 last year.
Make a motion to give 500 for Mr. Jones' grant account.
Okay. All right, it's moved to second here. We give 500 to the town of
big
Greenwood.
Big Saturday, big Thursday, big Saturday, big Wednesday, big Tuesday.
You have any big days
down
the beach? We don't have any big days down the beach. Every day is a big
second.
Day.
You got a motion to second.
Yeah?
Got
yeah.
A motion second.
We call it Labor Day.
Labor
it's a big day?
Day. That's what I understand.
Fourth of July. Is a big day.
Moral Day, huh?
Is my turn to vote?
Yes.
I'll vote yes.
Thank you. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Boy Scout Troop 95.
That's mine.
Yes.
Is that for a project or?
Yeah, it's an Eagle Scout project. Typically, you've given in the past 200 for similar projects.
Okay.
They are asking, way more than that. So
way
that
more
would be
than
appropriate.
That. Okay.
I'll make a motion to give 200 for Mr. Jones' grant account to the Casey Lewis Eagle Project.
Second.
Second.
Move to second. I got 200 from my account. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you.
Thank goodness we don't have me. Okay. introduction ordinance. Robin, do we have any? Thank you.
We have four ordinances. I'll read the titles. First one, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for regional water facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, Delaware, containing 74.61 acres, more or less.
How old is it?
I'll send you a form.
It's yours.
I introduced it.
Okay.
Robin, I introduced that.
Next ordinance, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware, Sussex County, containing 42,418 square feet, more or less.
I introduce it.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MRRPC, medium density residential district, residential planned community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 79.30 acres, more or less.
I introduce it.
Final ordinance, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a GR general residential district to an AR1 agricultural residential district, residential planned community, and a GR general residential district, residential planned community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, Sussex County, containing 126.86 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it. Got them all.
That it? You got it. Additional business for council?
Kramer must be on vacation.
Tell us Dan's back there.
Mr. President, I make a motion that we amend it.
I'm sorry. Is Mr. Burbage here?
Yes.
This is a good time for you to come up, sir. I'm glad I was on top of that. That was your cue. You missed your cue.
I thought you were just coming to watch us work.
He wanted to know if this is what you call
Lord
work.
Lord, you know better than that.
Good evening. If you'd just like to state your name and where you're from.
I'm Alan Burbage, and this is Wayne Bennett.
I know Wayne.
We're here in representing Roxana Methodist Church. We have been cited for a sign violation. And the sign that we were cited for, I'll say where the sign was. There has been a sign for over 50 years, but they have been improved over the time.
Right.
Our sign up next to the church is a glass sign with church name,
absolutely,
our pastor, and worship hours, and with lock and key. It's locked.
Right.
They claim that is one sign, and the other sign is out on the parking lot, and
you're not happy about
we
it.
Feel that we shouldn't be cited for that.
You were cited for the sign on the parking lot. You were cited for the sign on the parking lot.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, if they didn't have the they claim the sign up next to the building is a sign, and the other sign.
They're saying that's a sign,
and you're only allowed to have one sign.
And we're only allowed to have one, so they say.
Okay.
Unless you go to the Board of Adjustments.
What we ought to do, gentlemen, is have a definition of what a sign is,
This is a four-way sign on legs.
It'd be like having your name on the thing, whoever's working.
The one that we're talking about, I think the one that
it's a portable
the women
sign with
use.
Legs on.
Yeah, it's a portable hot dog sign, I call it.
It's supposed to be temporary in nature and it's kind of become permanent.
But
right.
We can put in for a variance for $400, but we're a small church.
It's a lot of money.
We don't have that many people there, and we don't have $400 all the time.
Well, you know what, Mr. Burbage, we have a big slush fund here nowadays, and I'd be glad to give you $400.
Well, I'll be glad to take it.
And then we can put this to rest, maybe.
Funny.
All right.
Well, that, or like you said, can we, Lawrence, I know this is not your sort of, like,
I can give you a
sure. If we do a definite, we have a church definition of a sign?
We have a definition of a sign.
Okay.
The issue is you have one sign on the property, what you're allowed.
Okay.
But attach it to the building with a rod.
Up here, Lawrence, put it on just, pole. We've talked about this, but we're just going to put this bad boy to bed here.
Since this has happened, though, Mr. Lang, I've noticed a lot of other establishments that have a temporary sign out there and also their name on the building. Now, unless
allowed.
Specific, you know, that maybe they've asked for a variance. I don't know, but you'll find a lot of places have two signs. Whether
a ground sign and a wall sign. In general, typically it's a wall sign. That's permitted.
Now,
is allowed one ground sign on the property.
So you wouldn't consider the one up next to the church a wall sign because it's locked in a...
If it's not attached to the church, it's a ground sign.
Can he attach it with something to make it be...
Can you attach it to the church?
Let's go. Drag a rope.
Well, I could tie a rope, I guess.
It would be cheaper, Dale. Dale, it would be cheaper if I give him $400.
But I'm willing to accept the 400.
I know. Let's move on.
It's fine. I mean,
do I have to come to church and slip it in the collection plate?
They can file the application and we can work out.
We could.
Okay. That's cool.
Just need to file the application.
You just do. We'll make sure that if you talk to Mr. Lank with your paperwork, I don't think you'll have
to worry about it.
Well, you just want me to give you an application?
You don't want to, sir, you don't want to give it to me?
I thought that was pretty bold of you.
We're just going to get it scheduled.
Well, we could look at possibly.
Lawrence, I think probably the best way to handle it would be.
All I got to do is sign it.
Looking into whether we could waive it.
Pardon me?
Waive it.
Well, this should be the waive in the favor.
I can't give money to a church.
I can too. I'm a Republican. Democrats can't give.
Go for it, Mr. Cole.
Mr. Cole, you can take it out of your pocket.
That's only in your own mind, George. Only in your own mind.
All I want to know is
if you're willing to do that, Mr. Cole.
They give money to church ball fields and ball teams all the time.
It's a non-profit organization.
It just needs someone come in or we'll have the inspector go down. Will you sit?
I'll make a motion. We waive the fee.
No, that's
second.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, it's moved to second that we waiver the fee, Mr. Cole.
I bet.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Sure.
Yes.
Thank you.
If you sit down with Mr. Lank for a few minutes.
Save me $400, thanks.
Okay, we'll save you. Actually, we're going to take Mr. Lank next, so.
Now Cream will have to say.
We didn't give him no money.
Right.
Is there a gentleman here with windmills? Come right down, Mr. Windmill Man. Don Quixote.
Yeah, he went.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Pretty company.
Thank you.
What are you doing?
Good evening.
Hi, good evening. I have a couple handouts I'd like to pass out.
Bring them
on. If that's okay.
I like pictures.
Could you also give us your name? Well, go ahead and do your pass outs and then we'll
left, right,
go
for
back
each one.
Just dump them down here, down toward the end, don't pass them out.
And your address.
Waste mm-hmm. Thank you.
I usually always start to the right.
And your name and your address.
You can just pass them down.
And only in your mind, York.
All right. I'm kind of nervous because I haven't done this but once before. So
that's okay. We're pretty laid back up here, too.
All right. Sounds great. You guys having a good time. I'm Greg Minosh from Dagsboro, Delaware. And I kind of got interested in wind turbines by used to have one old clankety old windmill up on my farm in Mildred Timmons' property down off a 9-foot road.
Right.
And I saw an article in Popular Mechanics or Popular Science, and it was about a wind turbine that produced electricity and tied right into your house. This is an article in May 2nd from the Coastal Point that did an article on me. And then not too long ago, Saturday, June 21st, the News Journal did one also. So it's kind of interesting. What I have there, and I'll kind of read for everyone else and for the record, I guess, is to the council. My name, as I already stated, dear honorable councilmen and ladies. My name is Gregory Minosh. I live in Dagsboro, Delaware, and I'm a concerned citizen and businessman selling and installing SkyStream 3.7 wind turbines in our Sussex County area. My reasons for attending today are, one, to ask the council to change the county code, Chapter 115, Section 23, special use exceptions, item 13, which states wind, and it's the it's listed there out of the ordinance.
Right.
Windmills and wind power generators on less than 5 acres, to change to an average number of something less than 5 acres. Bullet number two, change the application fee for the planning and zoning from $400 to a lesser amount. Presently, as the code reads, any resident who wishes to have installed a wind turbine as an alternate renewable form of energy for their residence or small business must spend $400 for the application fee to apply to the planning and zoning hearing for a special use exception if they have less than 5 acres. This adds a financial burden to the total cost of the project, thus increasing the return on investment timeline and increasing the project's timeline while waiting for planning and zoning hearings, not to mention the time taken by planning and zoning councilmen to review each case. Thank you for time and attention concerning the amendment to these issues. I'd be available to answer any questions, and there's my cell phone number.
I'll just tell you this, and not to jump, because I don't think anybody, I did meet, there's another gentleman that also sells in Millsboro, energy that sells also, and I met with him probably 2 or 3 months ago, and his concerns were the same as your concerns.
Yes,
because
sir.
Some of the turbos that he's looking at are going to be, I guess he's working on a design that will be much more cost, and this thing might only cost a couple of grand.
Right.
If you have to spend $400 more, and I haven't really looked at the financial part of it yet, but I have given, I get, we're doing our land use plan. We just got done doing it, and our consultant, I gave him that information, and he also pulled a bunch of stuff off of other counties that have done certain things. I know one of the issues we're fighting is homeowners, you know, in subdivisions.
Right.
They have rules, and if they're stringent than ours,
right,
know, that might be an issue that we can't deal with. But
right.
I have given them all that information. I hope it is forthcoming and here in the, not, I shouldn't say the near future, but within the next couple months.
Well, that'd be awesome. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I haven't looked at the $400 part. I thought there might be a way that we can look at some of the rules and get some more recommendations, some of the other things other counties have done.
Well, that's what I was hoping. I mean, I've just hung a little sign out by my wind turbine because everybody sees it and they pull in and, you know, there's a little brochure holder there.
Right.
And I can't tell you the number of people I've spoken to that live on less than 5 acres of land, and unfortunately that's one of the first questions I've got to ask them is, you know, you've got
right.
high hopes of putting this up, but here's an immediate obstacle to your, you know, want to save energy. My first month of having it installed between conservation, pulling out the cell phone chargers, taking out the night lights out of the thing, trying to urge my kids to turn off the lights when they leave the room. I've got two kids, two boys, 15 and 13. They're both gifted, of course. And between that and the production, it was a windy month, it was 65%. The second month, full month, was almost 50%. And based on the average daily kilowatt hour usage from this year versus last year, it's almost 50%. So there's a huge gain in this type of appliance.
Well, I appreciate you coming in at my encouragement.
Yes, sir.
And you might want to share some of these with the media, not to make a commercial out of it. But I think
But I'm just trying to give you enough information to hopefully warrant, as people are looking at this, not only for my business, which isn't my primary source of income, but just as an idea that, you know, these are restrictions that everybody's having.
I would think that as long as we keep the public hearing process in place where folks could come in and potentially object, and there is the ability for the Board of Adjustments to turn it down if it doesn't work within a certain neighborhood, I agree that we should lift the 5 acre limitation because there are a lot of areas where people may only have an acre or two, but
right.
still it would fit in all right with their.
But right now, with 5 acres, it's a permitted use. There's no hearings.
No. You got to have five acres.
Over 5 acres, you have no hearings, I'm saying.
No, no, you got to have 5 acres just to apply.
No, that's wrong.
Oh,
With less than 5 acres, you can apply, but it costs you $400.
Right, right.
If
over
you have five acres or more, then all you have to do is go before the and get a building permit.
That's right. It's a permitted use.
Yeah.
Right. It's by right.
On the farm. Not,
I'm not sure right. What permitted use means, but you can say that.
By right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That's what I. My interpretation of it.
You see a downsize? I mean, do you see any problem with this, Mr. Lank? I mean.
No. Well, just to give the council a little bit of information. The Board of Adjustment's been dealing with several wind turbine applications over the last 6 months.
Right.
Probably one or two a month, probably, and they've had a workshop or getting ready to have a workshop just to discuss windmills and turbines to be able to.
You might want to let him know so he can be there. Mm-hmm. You might want to go to that.
Yes, sir.
The problem is, Lawrence, they don't all look the same, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Some could be very small and compact. Others can be gangly and probably distracting.
I think you're going to have a description.
That's kind of the problem. So I think the the public hearing process, when you get in these smaller parcels where people are closer together, you need to respect, people's.
One of the issues
concerns.
That the board had was structural, because we had a proposal that the windmill or wind turbine was going to be attached to the house.
Right.
And they were trying to figure the structural issues, and, right. and we went.
Is that the?
But we went got some information like on it, and some of the turbine companies gave them additional information at the board level, and so the board wanted to discuss and consider it at a workshop.
Right.
Okay.
Tower size, I know that becomes an issue.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
yeah,
that, subdivisions. That's already up to 30 like foot versus 100 foot.
Wasn't there an application made near me? Near my house, I think.
There's been several applications.
Some neighbor called me up and said there was
county, but they're scattered. We went through windmill applications probably 25 years ago. We had a multitude then, and then they just seemed to stop.
That's when the oil embargo. That was the oil embargo.
That's when Doc Wagner sold them.
More modern technology and fuel prices, et cetera.
All right.
It's a trend. Okay, so I would say. If you get a hold of Mr. Lank and the Board of Judgments, I guess he could come if they did a workshop.
Maybe it's a workshop for the board members and staff. It's up to the board whether they take any outside testimony.
Right. You understand that, sir?
Is it the board then that makes the recommendations to you to change
that? Yeah, we're
the
ones that got to make the ordinance up and do the change.
They
make the recommendations.
One thing I would note is that the way the ordinance was written in 1971.
Correct. Just like the cell towers, we're in the trend of the windmills.
It needs to be revisited.
But basically, they were allowing the windmills on a farm of 5 acres, because the definition of a farm in 71 was 5 acres or more.
Right.
Well, it's okay.
So that is, except the other issues that relate to 10 acres.
Right, 10 acres, right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, yeah, thank you.
If you get with Mr. Lang, he'll be able to give you when they decide to make a date, and you can certainly go there and sit. It's so pretty. It's the chairman's privilege, just like ours, to say yes, you can talk, or no, you can't.
Very good.
But their information comes to us, and then we do it our deal here.
So. Okay.
Great.
Very good. Thank you much for your time, gentlemen.
Thanks for coming by. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mr. President, I'd like to make a motion we amend the agenda to go into public hearings and do the executive sessions after the two public hearings tonight.
Okay. A second? Let's keep on going. Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Lawrence, we should have just told you to stand up, huh? Get.
I'll ask the attorney. The first one, Mr. Attorney, I have a question about. I just had a dog with a problem, and I've been visiting the good doctor. Is that a conflict of interest?
Did the dog die?
No, the dog's still alive. It's hanging on just barely, but the dog, no.
I'd say it depends on the condition of the dog.
Well, what would you, I go on a regular basis when my dog is sick. I don't personally go myself. When
you're spending money, you're not making money. It's no conflict.
But I just,
is it giving you a cut rate?
Well, I don't know.
I don't think it's a conflict of interest.
Okay, that's what I just wanted to clear it up.
That's my ruling.
Then I will sit here. Thank you, sir.
Okay. He's in like Flint.
Because if it was a conflict, I was out of here so fast.
Do you want it to be a conflict?
By the time Lawrence got done his speech, I'd be in Millsboro.
Gary Farmer.
Go
Go ahead.
Application is change of zone 1622, the application of Gary F. Farmer, EVM, to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Daggettsboro 100, Sussex County, for land lying north of Route 26, 2,820 feet northeasterly of Road 382, also known as Route 20, and to be located on 2.54 acres more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearings on July 12th, 2008. The applicant provided an exhibit booklet. We received comments from the Office of State Planning Coordination, the Department of Transportation. I noticed that something happened to my little report here, gentlemen. Here we go. County Engineering. The applicant was present with James Fuqua, attorney, and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. And the commission did defer action as yet to vote on this application. I would like to be able to pass out a packet of information for you to the benefit of a survey and additional information. If you would pass these down. There's three packets. The first packet is a survey. The second packet is a picture of the site with public notice and attached proposed findings. And then the third is the exhibit that was provided to the commission. And gentlemen, that's all I have on this application.
They all say?
Yeah.
Just color mine.
Yes.
Just for an addition to that, the Planning and Zoning Commission meets tomorrow, and I believe this item is on the agenda for action by the commission.
Questions, Mr. Lent? Okay. Your baby.
I know that Mr. Fuqua knows the procedures here, but I think I will read the procedures or explain it to the people here prior to the their presentation, Mr. Fuqua. After Mr. Lang makes his presentation, the applicant is called to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question any applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After any persons who are present and oppose or question the application will be allowed to state their reasons and oppositions or questions. The applicant is not allowed to question the persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. Now, when anyone asks to come up and speak, I'll explain the rules at that point.
That's cool.
Okay.
Yep, come on up.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I represent the applicant, Gary Farmer. And I do want to thank you again for being here and the entertainment that is provided and attending the meeting sometimes. it's always entertaining. I'm going to be very brief tonight.
What is that show in town?
This is an application to rezone Dr. Farmer's property from AR1 to CR1. The property is located on the north side of Route 26. It's just east of Daggsboro. The parcel itself contains 2.5 acres. It's improved by a semicircular building, which is used as the vet hospital. Also, there's a storage building. Office is located there, and there's a fenced kennel area to the rear. There's one entrance from Route 26 and a paved parking lot. The best picture of the site is actually the picture of the notice sign that was done by the county. Dr. Farmer was actually granted a conditional use back in June of 1977 to operate his office and hospital, and he, in fact, has operated that facility at this location for 31 years. Prior to that time, I believe this office was used as a medical doctor's office, probably as a non-conforming use, probably pre-existing the zoning ordinance in 1970. Basically, what brings Dr. Farmer with his application at this time is that he recognizes that he's been doing this for a long time, and he's not going to be doing it forever. And although his current plans are to continue this operation, he does want to do some planning for the future when his business and or this site may need to be sold. And based on what has occurred in this area over the last 30 years, we believe that the area is appropriate for C1 or CR1 commercial zoning. According to the zoning ordinance, the purpose of the CR district is to provide sufficient space in appropriate locations for a variety of commercial and service activities that would serve a wide area, and particularly were located along certain major roads where a general mixture of commercial and service activity currently exists. And we think that expression of the purpose of that district pretty much sums up the nature of this area. As I mentioned, this is Route 26. You gentlemen are all aware that that is a major road providing access from the west to the Ocean View Bethany Beach Route 1 area. Also, this area currently has a general mixture of commercial and services uses in the area. There are some aerial photographs in the book, the pamphlet that I gave out to you, but I'll just kind of summarize what that shows. Basically, Dr. Farmer's office, as I said, is the half-circle building. To the west of his office, on the same side of Route 26, is a trailer storage facility with a storage yard. To the west of that site is the Ocean View Plumbing office and its storage yard. Across Route 26 from the Ocean View Plumbing is Murray Motors, which is car repair and salvage yard. To the east of that is a property that's for sale. It's 9.5 acres, has about 400 feet of road frontage. It has a house and an oversized two-bay heated mechanics garage and office. Also additional storage buildings, I believe, that had been used in the past as an auto repair business. And then back on Dr. Farmer's side, if you go to the on the north side of Route 26 to the east of the site, is the Omni Storage and Golf Cart Sales. The storage aspect of that business has 5 storage buildings on that site. Next to that is the Gulls Way Trailer Sales, then the Uncle Willie's Convenience Store, which I'm sure everyone's familiar with. Peninsula Mini Storage and Retail Stores are next to that. That's just being completed, I believe. The last time I was down there, those retail stores weren't open yet, but that's a pretty much a new use. And then next to that is the Gulls Way Campground, which, again, if you're familiar with that, it's a very well-run and well-appearing seasonal trailer campground site. It contains hundreds of campground sites, and hence many people that do attend that site. Several of the uses that I mentioned are zoned commercial. The rest of them are either conditional uses that have been granted over the past, and several are non-conforming uses that were pre-existing uses before zoning. Dr. Farmer's site is located in the environmentally sensitive development area under the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which, as you know, is a designated growth area. And the plan does recognize that additional commercial uses will be needed in the environmentally sensitive development area to serve the expanding population. The site itself currently has on-site septic system and on-site well. Plus, review was waived by the State Planning Coordinator's Office since this site, again, is already in commercial use. Also, a traffic impact study was not required by DelDOT, again, due to the fact that the site was already used for commercial purposes. Dr. Farmer's operation has been present on the site, as I said, for 31 years and is planned to continue. The area around him has developed on a piece-by-piece basis as a commercial area. The rezoning, in our opinion, would effectively zone the property to its most appropriate and historical use and basically call it what it is, commercial zoning. The size of the property is 2.5 acres, and that will control the type of business that could possibly eventually go there. It's not a large site, so it would be something on a retail or service type industry that could serve the area. And As Mr. Lang stated, this is on the planning and zoning agenda for tomorrow. There hasn't been a recommendation yet. I do have some proposed findings that I'll give out to Mr. Cole or down this end to hand down to the right to left.
Yeah. He feels rejected tonight, that's why.
No. And again, that's really everything I have to present to you other than any questions you might have.
Questions, gentlemen? Yep. That's cool. Thank you, Jim. You want to get it?
Is anybody present who wants to speak in support of this application? Anybody present who wants to speak in opposition or question the application?
Make a motion where you defer.
Second.
Because planning and zoning is deferred, we can't vote. So.
The move to second that we defer action on the CZ 1622 until planning zoning makes the decision. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Short night.